Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Every time we do this, Kirby, I feel like we both look like we're reporting from our mail rooms, our respective mail rooms.
Oh my God. My mom's coming in town and I'm absolutely terrified for her to see this office.
She's like, I literally just cleaned it the last time I was here.
Yeah. And she said that tonight when I get her, we're going to order in and we're spending the whole night organizing the office.
Oh my God, wait, that's kind of fun though. You need to have someone else there with you. It's impossible. I know, by the way, everyone listening, this is very champagne problems to be overwhelmed with beauty mailers. But like we've mentioned on the podcast before, it truly is like mentally unstabling. Is that like an actual phrase? Like it stresses us out. Kirby has said this before too. We've like had mental breakdowns over it.
Oh no, I had one last month. I had a complete mental breakdown. It makes me think about how much waste this industry.
I know.
It does look like a mailroom. It really does.
It does. That's okay. It's kind of fun. Again, champagne problems. Kirby, how was NSYNC?
Okay. I didn't know if we were going to talk about this on the pod because I felt like it was rubbing salt in a wound for Sarah.
It's okay. It's okay.
But I got to be at the NSYNC reunion, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are NSYNC.
And when I tell you, okay, so I need to thank two very important people.
And I need to not thank them. I'm just kidding. Just joking. Love you guys.
Jill is an amazing publicist. Jeannie is a beauty icon, created Hard Candy, Smith & Colt, now is the brains, along with Halsey, behind About Face. She has a connect at Live Nation somehow, some way, I think through a partnership with About Face. So when I went to Madonna a couple of weeks ago, About Face invited me. And then I had entered this lottery to go to Justin Timberlake's One Night Only in LA. It's the way he's been promoting this new album that came out last week, but he did one in New York famously because before Cry Me a River, he made the I Apologize to Absolutely Fucking Nobody, which I was like, sir, you're making it very hard. Then he did one in Memphis or Nashville. I can't remember. And then he announced basically this was going to be the final one before the album came out. I knew in my heart and soul that NSYNC was going to be at this thing because Spotify had released the track listing and there is a song on the new album, Everything I Thought It Was, with NSYNC. It's called Paradise. So everyone was already kind of giddy. And then the dots started to connect. Chris Kirkpatrick, who does not live in LA, just happened to be at Universal Studios with his kid the day of this concert. I'm like, sir, this is happening. This is happening. I feel it. Lance and JC live here. Joey lives in Orlando, I found out. And he's going to be in town because I'm taking my mother to a concert he's doing with AJ McLean in Palm Desert.
Look at you in this like boy band reunion week tour. I love it.
I was invested. And so when I had entered the lottery, I had my friend Marina also enter the lottery through Ticketmaster. We both did not get tickets, and I was informed that I did not even need to enter the lottery because they had one singular ticket for me, and I felt so bad for Marina, but I'm like, boo, you would have done the same. She's like, absolutely.
Yeah, everyone loves this for you.
So we go. There was like a little cocktail reception beforehand because we went with Live Nation, and then it was at the Wiltern, so it was a smaller venue, but still, you know, historic and like held a great amount of people, and I mean, he puts on such an amazing show. If you haven't seen him perform, you definitely should go. He's an entertainer through and through. But he played all the hits. He played three of his new songs. And then like I showed up in an NSYNC shirt. Okay.
You knew.
And so when I walked in, people were like, kind of like, oh my God, whatever. And then I told Jeannie, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm wearing this shirt, but like, I'm manifesting a reunion. She's like, can I tell you that they are here and they will be reuniting? And I'm like, I like dropped to the floor. I wasn't even kidding. I'm like, you've got to be joking me. So then we go to the Wiltern. We get there. John and Chrissy show up. John Legend, Chrissy Teigen. Apparently Travis Kelce was there. Did not see him. I think he was backstage the entire time. I can't imagine he would have come out into the public because people would have lost it. But like, there were so many people at this concert to support Justin Timberlake. Then his DJ comes out. So it's about three quarters of the way through this concert. He's played like most of his hits. The DJ's like, should we go into your catalog? And I'm like, okay, Kirby.
This is happening.
No screaming so loud that it ruins the audio. No shaking because we need to stabilize. I'm doing this for the greater good of the NSYNC fans that can't be here. Like, you need to be still holding this cell phone. I was sobbing uncontrollably. They start like remixing this song Water that's really popular on TikTok. I mean, I'm talking about it like it's not a popular song. It's a very popular song. They remix that with Gone. Justin walks to the middle of the stage, curtains open, and the guys walk out and they're singing Gone.
Oh my God, what is that? I
Then they did Girlfriend. Then they did Bye Bye Bye. Then they did It's Gonna Be Me. And then they brought out the actual band and they did the full performance of their new song Paradise. When I tell you, I was sobbing. Like, I could not even believe my eyes or ears because we have had these little moments of reuniting, like at the MTV movie or video awards last year. And then when they did their Hollywood Walk of Fame star and then went on Ellen. But the last time they all performed together was 2013 when Justin won or was presented with the Vanguard Award at the VMAs. And that was like 5 minutes. The fact that we were getting all of them and they were singing their harmonies. Lance looks so good. They all look incredible. Joey, I'm like, growth is understanding that Joey was truly the hot one growing up because he looks like a man. We were so young that we were like, he's kind of like an adult.
We wanted the boys. Yeah.
We wanted the children, essentially, like that felt closer in our age range, even though JC was literally 10 years older than us, which wild times. But Joey can get it. Like, even now, Joey can get it. Like, if I go to this concert and Joey wants to get with me.
Your mom's favorite, right?
Oh, my mom always loved Joey. But like, if Joey was like, want to get with this, I'd be like, Patrick, you have to let me be with Joseph Fatone. That's
oh my gosh,
for Joey Fatone. It was magical. It was magical.
I told Kirby, I was like, I am deeply, deeply jealous. And I like couldn't even fully watch all the videos because I was so, so jealous. But I'm very happy for you and everyone that was there. And maybe one day I'll get to see them together via a simulation like AI, perhaps like Tupac at Coachella. Maybe one day.
Listen. The minute they announce a new album and tour, I am making sure that I have you a butt in a seat to see this band.
I've been like not sleeping this week. So please forgive me if I do not make any sense because both my children are very sick. They're fine. But, you know, ear infections, allergic reactions, all these things. And I'll wake up in the middle of the night and like trying to go back to sleep. And I'm just like thinking about the performance. It's so
okay,
sad.
So I told Patrick. So Patrick sad. Was like, is Sarah like a big NSYNC fan? And I was like, I think so. Like, we both loved JC. And then I was like, that's why I like don't want to talk to her about it. Because if it were me, I would have no problem being petty. I'd be like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see anything about it. They're 8 minutes away from me. I wasn't there. Like, fuck off. Like, I would be that way. So I totally get how you're feeling right now.
No, it's okay. I'm trying to be an adult about this. So it's okay.
No, I have no rhyme or reason when it comes to NSYNC.
No, you deserve to be there.
Literally, if that were me, I would have been so distressed that I was not included in this. I would have been like, what is the universe trying to tell me? That I could not be a part. The fact that it happens.
I already asked that question. No, honestly, you deserve to be there. You have really been like manifesting.
And you asked God why.
Like, why?
You're like, I'll give you my firstborn.
Why are you giving me ear infections instead of my ass in a seat watching fucking NSYNC?
So I have it on good authority, though, that after JT is done with his tour, that they are
going on tour.
Not on tour. They're doing something together.
Okay.
So I feel very confident in 2025 being the year of NSYNC. I've heard it from too many people for it to be false.
Do you think that he'll bring them out for his tour? Not like the whole tour, but like certain shows?
I'm so glad you brought this up. No, I think that this was truly one night only. That was the name of the concert.
Yeah.
It was the one time to give us a taste. And people were like, to test the waters. I'm like, no waters need to be tested. They already know. But like, I probably didn't expect the response because truly people were like, everyone's not hype enough. I'm like, you were not there. You did not hear. My ears were ringing for like a solid 5 hours. It was truly the most insane response I've ever seen from grown adults.
I mean, thank you for documenting, but like people are probably really just trying to be in the moment. That's like a once in a lifetime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were all losing it, but I don't think that they will come back out because Justin has this new album. It's his tour. I think that bringing them out for like big nights just kind of detracts away from like what he's trying to do. So I think that this was like the, okay, that went well. People loved it. We got to get back in the studio.
Although if he continues to talk shit, then it would be wise for him to bring NSYNC out and distract.
Oh, you bet your bottom dollar when Cry Me a River, like the intro to that song started playing, I was like, try me, try me, try saying that here right now. And then he didn't.
Oh my God, he could never, especially in Los Angeles. Oh my God.
LA? No, he didn't. He didn't say anything, actually. He didn't even intro that song. It just started playing and then he was like, let's go. And he started singing it.
He's like, I'd rather no comment.
He was a little, I will say, when he was performing Bye 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 and like the guys, it was so cute. They were like walking to one end of the stage and then like walking to the other and like people were losing their shit. He was singing the part of the song that he sings, like course wise. And he's like, you may hate me, like finger, like you may hate me. And I'm like,
Justin suffers from no self-confidence. He's a very self-assured, confident man.
I was like, this feels a little pointed, but we're going to overlook that for right now. We're going to overlook it. I love him as much as I love Britney. So it's very hard for me to see the ex-parents fighting in this manner.
Right, right. And being petty.
I mean, he's an amazing performer. And I was like, thank you, Lord in heaven, that you brought them out.
You deserve it.
JC looks so good. Oh my God. And he sounds like a little cherub angel. He was singing Bye Bye Bye. And I was like watching the closer videos because I was up in like the VIP area and but I really wanted to be close to the stage, but the people with the up close footage, he was like singing Bye 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 and you can just see his eyes. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just giving me flashbacks to when he used to perform this 15 years ago. I love him dearly.
Oh my God. Well, one day maybe it'll happen for me, but maybe not because it just would be too much. Maybe that's why. Maybe God was like,
no, no, no. 2025, trust, trust.
You have to be from watch from afar.
2025, okay. We will be butts in seats. I'm manifesting it. Okay. It's happening.
Okay, let's talk about some products we're loving right now.
Let's talk about what's on our faces. Okay, In Beauty Project. Have you guys heard of this brand? I don't know if we've necessarily talked too much about their offering, what they have. And honestly, when I first saw this brand, I thought to myself, this is for the Gen Zers. It's like a brand that's pink and it seems fun and bright. And it feels very like visually catered towards a younger demographic, not necessarily a demo that I would relate to. Although I do love fun pink things and all that stuff, but I was just like, whatever. I started getting asked by people, have you tried Extreme Cream? And I'm like, what is that? What is Extreme Cream? Look it up. It's from In Beauty Project. And when I did a Q&A on Instagram stories, by far and away, the most requested product for me to test was this particular moisturizer. The before and afters on In Beauty Project's page are crazy. It's this moisturizer that promises to like lift, tighten, and firm your skin. And I'm generally not a huge proponent of these types of products. However, these before and afters really sold me because they weren't on like 20-year-olds. They were on like actually mature women that needed some lifting and tightening or whatever. So I ended up going to Sephora and buying this with my own doll hairs. And when I went, the cast member was like, oh, good choice. I'm like, really? Like, are you just like saying that to like sell me and like make sure I actually buy it or whatever? He's like, no, first of all, the price point's really good for like what I think it does. It was $48. It's refillable and it's working. Like we're having a hard time keeping it in stock. Like people keep coming back in to repurchase. So I'm like, oh, high repurchase rate. Love to hear that. So I start using it and I'm obsessed with the texture, first and foremost. I was like, obviously excited to see how it would work. But this is, and I hate dupes, y'all know this, but this is a dupe for the Augustinus Botter Rich Cream. It's like an emulsion. Dr. Julian Sass like talked about this on his Instagram story one day because I was talking about how I love it. Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty also was talking about how she loves it. And it's this very specific type of moisturizer that doesn't take too long to sink in. It's filled with peptides and it really does visibly lift and firm your skin. I actually just finished the bottle. Okay. Mm. So I've probably been using it about 6 weeks at this point. Just finished the bottle, had to crack open like a refill for it. I bought it for my mother. So she's loving it too. And I just want to say, like, if you are in the market for a nice, good moisturizer, go to their website and look up the before and afters. I met the founders at an event. They're geniuses. They're longtime beauty veterans that have been developing and formulating products and working in marketing for these products for a really long time. I said they're kind of like the, what did I call them? I know I said this about Glow Recipe being like the Legally Blonde of beauty, but they're kind of the same way, like really cute and really pretty, mm-hmm. but then also they have this science-backed formula to them, all of their products. And now I love so many of their products. I've been using their eye cream in addition to this.
What is like the hero ingredient in their cream?
Okay, that is a great question.
You're like, it doesn't even matter because it's working.
I mean, truly it doesn't because I'm like, oh, F yeah. So the ingredients that they really like to call out are the bioretinol, which is a plant-based retinol alternative. I'm not a really big fan of retinol alternative language, but whatever. Peptides and ceramides.
All the things that we want more of on our face.
Yes. And I truly think, like, I have this little pocket of fat right here that I literally will have to have surgery to get removed because it's not subcutaneous fat.
She's pointing at her chin.
Yeah, underneath my chin. I'm like kind of grabbing it. But I swear, my jawline is so much more snatched than it was 6 weeks ago. And this was all I used morning and night.
Wow.
And just because I was asking them about the bioretinol, I'm like, should I only be using this at night? They're like, no, like you can actually use it with your regular retinol product at night if you wanted to. So they don't like counterindicate each other.
They're calling it bioretinol because it has similar effects.
Because it visibly firms and smooths deep wrinkles.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So, and they have clinicals, which are really great. I don't want to get too much into them and like bore y'all with the science, but I cannot speak enough about this. Like, this is probably the first product that I've gone through within 6 weeks because I've used it consistently, not like I used it for a couple of weeks, went to something else, came back. Like, I have been so consistent with it and I'm obsessed. And my mom also loves it. So if you're looking for a new moisturizer, I can't recommend it enough. Give it a go. See if you like it.
I really need this. I have been dying to try it. So I can't believe you finished
it
too.
You're going to love
it. I know I will. I need it all over my body.
And they have a new launch coming that I think y'all are really going to love too. And we'll talk about that when it comes out. But kudos to In Beauty Project. Okay, Sarah, your brows are looking very, very full.
Thank you. But natural?
And natural.
Okay. That's always the goal, is that it looks fuller, but like I was born with these brow hairs, but unfortunately I was not. But fortunately for me, benefit exists. And, you know, on this pod, we talk a lot about brow products, a lot about brands that make incredible brow products. We love Anastasia. We love Kosas's brow gel. We love
Christy Stryker.
Christy Stryker, I ran into her recently. Her brows look even more incredible in person. I've never met her in person. Love a good brow product. But in my opinion, like in terms of technology, innovation, like benefit really to me does the damn thing. And to prove my point further, their new product, which is the Precisely My Brow Detailer, is the brow pencil that I've always dreamed of. It is so incredibly tiny. The teeny tiniest micro tip. It's a pencil. And you thought that like whatever brow pencil you have was the tiniest tip? No. If you have not used this Precisely My Brow Detailer from Benefit, you have not seen tiny. It's so tiny, in fact, that it has to have a silicone sleeve around the tip so that it doesn't break.
That's smart. So smart.
So smart, right? And it's truly like, I feel like there's so many brow products, especially brow pencils, that say that you can draw thin brow-like hairs. But then when you're like doing it, you're like, wait, I gotta buff this out because it's too thick. This is really like so, so thin that it does achieve what you're trying to achieve. And I know that you're supposed to press it down and go up because there is this mechanism, talking about innovation. You're supposed to like press it and go up because there's like a push to propel innovation behind it, which I find like is like really amazing. It's really, really tiny, but I also like to turn it to the side and that also creates really, really tiny hairs. All that to say, no matter how you use it, it's really just such a beautiful, precise brow application. I am shade 5, which I am like always shade 5 in all of the Benefit brow products, but I have just been using this alone and then like a clear gel on top instead of like a brow gel or a brow powder. And I really feel like I've been getting a lot of compliments on my brows because people are like, wow, like you've got such great brows. And I was like, it's not me. I'm just like filling in the shape, but I was not born with these brows. This is the brow detailer pencil. So if you are someone that likes to draw in their brow hairs, but find that other pencils are too thick, or you just like don't really know the best way to go about doing that, definitely pick up this brow pencil. I know that I was only supposed to talk about one product, but I just want to add that they also came out with the Precisely My Brow Wax Tinted. I've talked about this product before, the clear one, but they came out with a tinted one as well. And is it Gimme Brow? Is that their original tinted one?
Uh-huh.
That's the one that like, you know.
Gimme Brows, the one that fills with like the brow hairs. Yeah.
Yes. And it like sort of like, everyone loves that product. It was like, I feel like the introductory into like a tinted brow gel for a lot of people. So this is obviously like that, but it is a brow wax. And I just like using this on top to set. It's really great alone as well, but it's definitely more of just the like taming what you already have and filling it in a little bit. But I like to use them together in conjunction to create my brows, but better.
I love it. I need to try the tinted.
You do.
Precisely My Brow Wax, because I love that brow wax. It's a really good one. Awesome. If you have any wipes that you would like to share with us, may I remind you that we have a hotline and we love to hear from our little baby Glamjolinos, our little Glambinos, if you will. So give us a call. I have to pull up our phone number because I can't ever remember the damn thing.
We need a vanity number.
No, I've been praying for a vanity number. I don't know why I'm praying about it when we could literally just do it. But if you want, you can call or text us 424-341-0426. You can also email us at glossangelespodcast.com. We will try to get back to you if you have any questions. However, I think the easiest thing is just to call, text, leave your name and where you're from and give us your voice or ask a question. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, it's headline news time. Okay. This is an interesting headline. I'd rather die hot than live ugly. Friends, this could only be said by somebody addicted to tanning beds, as I truly feel like I said this at one point. And not just people addicted to tanning beds, but children addicted to tanning beds. Because I remember being in my teenage years thinking,
people who have nothing to lose, nothing to lose.
Literally going, you know what? When I'm old, I'm going to just get plastic surgery and a facelift or whatever. Like, I didn't even know what I'm like, I can worry about that when it happens.
Or, you know, you're not even thinking that far. You're literally just like, I need to look hot today in front of my crush. So I'm doing whatever it takes.
I have to beg to differ, though. I truly remember telling people like, okay, cool. It's going to make me wrinkly. Fine. I'll figure it out when I get there.
Deal with it. I'll deal with it later.
Yeah. Oh, to be young and naive. So the children have discovered that tanning beds, I think this kind of stemmed from a viral video on TikTok where a girl was like, if I could do anything that was bad for me again, it would be like going and nap, doing the tanning bed nap.
Every day I pray for some groundbreaking study to come out that says, oh, sorry, the correlation of tanning beds and melanoma. We actually got that wrong. I've never been as happy ever as I was when I had a tanning bed membership. Never. I'm trying stuff. I'm back on meds. I'm in therapy. Nope.
Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh my God, Sarah. Of course you didn't. But
my mother would totally disown me if I had done that.
Oh, right. See, yeah, your mother was on the right path. My mother honestly was just like, whatever.
Well, you grew up in Texas. As a white woman or as a white young girl, obviously you wanted to look tan.
And Britney Spears was my motivation for everything. So I would go, she was like in a tanning bed on an MTV Diary or something. And I'm like, hell yeah. I would go to these tanning salons. They were like little cancer beds, which is wild that they were like, they're not against the law still. But we would strip down. We would put on our little butterfly or Playboy bunny tattoo or heart for some people on our hip bone. And we would take a little nap. And then we would be encouraged to not only like, okay, this one has like really strong UVB, but you know, you really want the UVA rays. They'll make you tan or like just the most insane, crazy shit ever. Wow. And like me and my girlfriends did this. Like this was not me just being a little terror going against the grain. Like people did this.
Made a joke about Texas, but obviously I grew up in Orange County and yes, I am an Asian person, so I wasn't allowed to go tanning and my mom wouldn't let me go outside without a giant hat or clothes on. But like my friends who were not Asian, oh, obviously it wasn't. And you like tan at the beach, like put, you know, slather yourself in oil. Everyone wanted
Maui babe.
To look.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Maui babe.
Yes.
Maui babe.
You wanted to look tan. You wanted to smell like tanning oil. And everyone on TV, everyone in the movies, in music
Laguna
that we loved.
Beach. The
Laguna
OC.
Beach, everyone had that sun-kissed glow.
Well, these little tanning naps apparently like really, really got the serotonin going. Our little brain synapses were like firing when we get these little tanning bed naps. Now, what's old is new again. This is from the Washington Post. I'd rather die hot than live ugly. Tanning mania returns. Whether it's baking in the sun or slathering on a product, the quest for the perfect tan is a beauty ideal mired in contradictions. Okay, I am still on the I want to be tan train, but I do that via Dolce Glow. So, and I don't think that's problematic.
No, and that's the thing that I think really like boggles my mind is that you have all of these incredible self-tanning products now that you can do at home. You don't even need to go get a spray tan. It's more affordable, obviously. And the teens are still out to, yes, of course, it's like cheaper to lay out at the beach, but they are going into tanning beds. And the fact that they are under 18 and they are allowed to, like Kirby said, is crazy that it's not illegal, which is something that we are trying to work with the Skin Cancer Association, Refinery 29 is, to pass that bill. And I know that people have their opinions, you know, it's like my body, my choice. But can we just make sure that we're educating the youth about the cancer risks the way that we would if they were going to go on birth control? Because it's truly so troubling that we have these children that are still using tanning beds right now with all of the information that we know, and then all of the incredible self-tanners that exist. Also, we've talked about this on the podcast before, nasal sprays, pills that tan, like what other crazy things are they ingesting, Kirby?
No, it's wild. There's too many of them to name, but with the obsession around skincare, it's wild to me that they're also like, okay, also going to hop in a tanning bed. I mean, I did have a skincare routine in my teens, but I also didn't correlate. I mean, at that time, arguably, we didn't even know that this was a bad thing. We just thought like, yeah, it's vitamin D, gives you healthy glow, whatever. But now we do have the knowledge. We know that you're at risk for melanoma when you get in these tanning beds. And if you're going to spend money on these skincare routines, don't ruin it by getting in a tanning bed. Like you're canceling it all out. I thought this was a really interesting intro to the story. It's a symbol of health and wreaks havoc on your body. It yields a youthful glow and wrinkles. It's a marker of status and also the subject of mockery. It covers flaws and exacerbates them. And the desire for it generates billions of dollars. We're talking about the tan, of course.
Kirby, did you know that Coco Chanel is the reason that tanning became popular, like having a sun-kissed glow? So she came back from a vacation, I think like in the Mediterranean or something like that, and like had this tan, and everyone was like, wow, that's chic. And also it symbolizes that you have enough money to go on vacation. So from then there on out, people really wanted to look tan. And so then Chanel Beauty, like one of the first beauty products that she made, Coco, was this like tanning oil. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So this Washington Post story says, this is hilarious. It says, in the late 1970s, tanning salons made their debut, their popularity exploding amid the maximalism of the 1980s. They appeared to have reached their peak in the early aughts when the fascination with tans even spawned a short-lived e-reality show, Sunset Tan. So I actually learned how to tan.
Because of that
like,
show?
I did sunless tanning and then also worked at a tanning salon in high school. But when I was in college, I learned how to airbrush tan, and that's how I made money in college. When I moved out to LA, I was like, oh, I could probably get a job at Sunset Tan. Like that was like on my radar. And then I ended up getting a job at a different airbrush tanning salon in Beverly Hills. But like, I was like, oh yeah. Like,
does it still exist, Kirby?
I was driving by. I think it's gone now, but like, it was always so disgusting looking in there. I'm like, they needed a good wash in those parts. But it says the pilot episode, broadcast in May 2007, is a time capsule of the era. The first client is none other than
Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Wild times. Or the mother that needs a tan. It says that her daughter needs a tan for her school picture. With the encouragement of an employee, they land on the Lindsay Lohan special, a combo of tanning bed and spray tan. Yes, we would tell people at the tanning salon, go lay in the bed for 15 minutes.
No.
Do not use lotion. And then get in the Mystic Tan and get that. That's how
what?
I went to prom. Yeah. What we'll do for this episode is pictures of me going to my junior and senior prom. Y'all are going to fucking lose it.
Where you
it
look
is
really orange.
Crazy. I was something. Like, and it's not just me. My friends are going to hate me because I'm going to be posting them too. But like, we all looked insane.
But everyone, like you said, everyone did. It was a sign of the times.
It was the thing. Totally. Totally. It was so dumb, but we did it. Lord. Have mercy.
The children are back at it. Maybe it doesn't look as whatever, but they are all trying to look more bronzed. So,
I mean, I do love a bronze moment.
Yeah. Like, yes, of course, everyone looks, you know, healthier when they've got a little bit of color and they don't look dead. But also, can we not advance our risk of dying by laying in the sun? I don't know. We could talk about this, but does anyone know of anyone who still uses tanning beds? Are you friends with a young person who likes to lay out or partake in any of these newfangled tanning injections or pills? We would love to know.
Thank you everyone for listening this week. We will be back on Friday with another great guest interview. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Gloss Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, glossangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.